dry conditions, and temperatures level off into the upper 60s to the low 70s. Tuesday is returning sunny skies much of the day with a few fair weather clouds. Partly sunny Wednesday, each afternoon into the upper 80s. As we get to Thursday, a spotty storm or shower could be along with you into the afternoon with a high into the upper 80s. Widely scattered Friday in the highs of the 80s. Then it's drier, cooler weather arriving behind a cold front for the weekend. Ralph Sandry, WGSO.
Henderson Auctions is having a three-day fall contractors auction. Large selection of trucks, trailers, fleet vehicles, construction equipment from Marshand Construction. Thursday through Saturday, October 14th through the 16th, 9 a.m. daily. Preview Wednesday, October 13th, 9 to 4. At Henderson Auctions, 13,340 Florida Boulevard, Livingston, Louisiana. Go online to register now. HendersonAuctions.com. 1-800-850-2252. Auctioneer M. Henderson, Louisiana license number 136-16.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in to another great show with me, William Wallace for America, here on WGSO 990 AM Studios in New Orleans, Louisiana. Today, as I always like to say, you can hear my podcast also at William Wallace for America on any podcast app in the world. Find me on Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, all at William Wallace for America. Remember, that last name is W-A-L-L-I-S. And you can hear a lot of content and see some content that you don't hear and won't hear here on WGSO. Here I got an hour, whereas on my podcast I have unlimited time, so tune in. Today I am bringing on somebody who is as passionate about our city as I am about our country. And she is new to politics. It's a fresh face, and I think you'll find it very interesting. Vina Nguyen, how are you doing today?
Hi, I am doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm really excited. I've been a fan of yours for quite some time. I just think it's so important for us to emphasize, you know, and be patriotic about the things that we're passionate about. So I love to just hone in on the topics that you've spoken about and the guests that you've had on your show. So thank you for having me.
I appreciate that. Thank you. But that's, you know, I'm always looking for not just, you know, I can't say fresh faces because I bring on a lot of people who've been in office forever, but, you know, fresh ideas, fresh content. You know, for me on the radio, it's important to have good content, but it's important for me to get the people informed. And from what I've seen, that not only are you new to the political arena, but, you know, you got some really good ideas that I'd like to hear more about.
Yeah, I'd love to share them. I think it's so important that we evolve and we grow. And we can't do that and move forward in positivity as a city or a state or a nation if we're constantly doing the same thing over and over again, which we call that insanity.
Right, exactly.
And expecting a different result. So I'm very excited to bring my fresh ideas and my business acumen into politics.
So let's give people, I guess, a little idea where you're coming from. Where was your foundation for before you threw your hat in the political arena?
I was always very passionate about living the American dream. And so I'll start with sharing a little bit about my background. I'm 36 years old.
Young.
Yes. super motivated and driven. And I love to work. It's my passion. I always said that, you know, if I ever was sick and tired of doing what I'm doing, then, you know, no matter how much money you're paying me, I will have to you know, in that passion right away. Well, it's no longer a passion if it's work. So I find that when I wake up every morning, I hop out of bed and I you know, do my little dance and I come to work. And I'm always so happy because I feel that's so important to you know, be passionate about life and everything that you do. Going back to my family, immigrated here from Vietnam back in 1990. I was 5 years old, and you know, mom and dad always, they were very patriotic, and we love this great country that we live in. And every day I work very hard to make sure that I can care for my future family and my mom. And you know, building towards, you know, we talk about capitalism and you know, all of the great resources that this great nation has to offer, but it's up to that individual. It's hard work, which, you know, I find that with my background, it's really been a motivation for me to kind of want to excel and do more versus.
So what got you started? What was your first business? What was your first leap into business?
Okay. I was in middle school when I found we were very poor. We lived on government housing and food stamps when we first came to the U.S. And my mom and both my parents divorced. So my mom took care of six girls and she always had 2-3 jobs.
Oh, wow.
So we grew up watching mom work night and day. So that's where I get my work ethic from. And I was in middle school, and I believe that there was a market for a particular type of snacks. And I decided I was going to be an entrepreneur and launch my first business in middle school. And I did a fairly well job because I was successful. And what I came up with, other kids would mimic what I was doing. And that was my first success story.
That's awesome. No, I love that because I started my first business when I was 10 years old. So I kind of get the whole concept. So I'm going to get your background in this segment. We got a couple more minutes. And then the next segment, we're going to talk about the problems that New Orleans faces. Mm-hmm. And our last segment, we're going to talk about your solutions. So from your middle school business, what business came next?
Okay. So I have worked for a handful of Fortune 500 companies. My background is in marketing and finance. And I have traveled. I've lived in D.C. I've worked for a company in California. They were a very predominant and successful company. It's called Payment Systems. I started out as a sales agent, and within a year and a half, I became the first female general manager for this multi-million dollar company and launched an office for them in New Orleans. And that was around 7 years ago. And after, you know, I've had a lot of success with that company, and my 2.5 years of experience of growing internally from being a sales agent to running an entire office had really given me the background and the solid foundation I needed to start my own company. I resigned from that position after going on my third year and decided to work for a different company. And I found that I was ready to move forward with being a business owner. So 5 years ago, I took $2,500 and started my first company. It's called Global Tech Payment Solutions. We're a credit card processing company that is headquartered in New Orleans, but we offer our services nationwide. We're still active, and we're still accepting clients at the moment. We have won a national and a global award for our technology development. And within 11 months, I took our company national to the 9 states.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So you did that, and then you have another business too, I think, right?
Yes. So Global Tech Payment Solutions is a credit card processing company, but I wanted to create something different than any other credit card processing company that's out in the market. So what I did was I offered my clients a business evaluation. I would always strategically help them come up with different ways to increase their capital and to always make sure that we were available and offer different business resources. One being said, we offer business evaluation, how much a business was worth. And later on, when they're ready to plan their exit strategy, which is selling their business, I would be their representation. So that's how I came about with my third company. And my third company was Keiko Gallery. I acquired that business 4 years ago. It's an art gallery in the French Quarter. 6 months after that, I opened my my fourth business, which is a second art gallery.
And wow.
Yes. Yeah, so we have two locations, and we just recently fulfilled our lease 4 months ago for the magazine location. And I decided I'm really going to focus on running for mayor and focusing on rebuilding our city.
So we're going to cover that after the break. But real quick before our break, I want to recap this. So here's what I hear when you tell me your experience. You know, you've got a finance background, mm-hmm. which our city needs.
Yes.
You've got a passion for our city, which is why you have the art gallery, because it's kind of artsy. It's kind of New Orleansy.
Yeah.
You know, so your love of New Orleans kind of led you to that business. Mm-hmm. So here we've got somebody with a passion for our country, a love of our city, a business background, a finance background. It sounds like our city needs you as much as you love our city.
That sounds like the perfect match to me.
Well, then after the break, we're going to cover what you see as the problems that our city is having, mm-hmm. that made you want to run for mayor. And then the break after the segment after that, we'll talk more about, you know, what your solutions are. I think everybody needs to listen to this more of this show here to find out, you know, who they should vote for. You know, not that I'm being biased or anything, but just that I love hearing that. If I didn't know you and I just saw your credentials, you know, that would be something that would be important to me. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk more about that after the break here on my show, William Wallace for America. After our commercial break, please tune into the rest of our interview with Bina Nguyen here on WGSO 990 AM Studios.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms. At Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you. At Hyundai of Metairie, there's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden. And not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service. So don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan, or call them at 504-738-5007.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, October 23rd and 24th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, October 23rd and 24th at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it. All right, everybody, welcome back. I'm going to jump in quick here. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is actually going to be at the Alario Center this time around, the 24th and 25th. Because the Punch Train Center had some damages. So the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show will be at the Alario Center. And tomorrow there's going to be a rally for Vina Nguyen at City Park. And it's at the Peristyle in City Park tomorrow. And I think it's from 5 to 7. So 5 to 7 tomorrow will be some great weather. So you can get a chance to meet Vina and just see a lot of people who are passionate about our city and getting it straight. And speaking of our city and getting it straight, I'd like to mention, I heard that our mayor is now worth $5 million.
I came across that article and I was a little bit taken back. And that conversation has, it came up a few times with several different candidates.
And I want to remind people, not to interrupt you, but before she ran, the story was that she was using the city credit card for her personal expenses. Mm-hmm. She was in debt, and she had and she owed the IRS a ton of money. Mm-hmm. And now we've got somebody who is worth $5 million. I'm not going to look. I'm not a business. I don't have a finance. I have a business background. So I've been in business for myself, mm-hmm. but I don't have a finance background. But might as well have the School of Knox mm-hmm. as my finance background. I don't know. Do you see that? Because my next question for you is about the problems that you see in New Orleans that made you want to run. Do you think that's part of our problem here in New Orleans, the corruption? I mean, we've had the last, three or four mayors have all had some sort of corruption.
Yes, and one ended up in jail. So I believe that now more than ever, everyone has to remember of what New Orleans politics has always been known for. That's a big corruption right there. And highlighting back to what happened with Ray Nagin and with Cantrell, I believe that most people, when they get into politics, they have good intentions. But, you know, when you're being, you know, when you have that carrot dangle in front of your face and that carrot is worth a couple $1 million, you might accept. And I feel like that's what happened to a handful of them. And, you know, we're not all perfect individuals, but we have to be held responsible. And one thing that we can bring up is the fact that she let two bodies rot, you know, during a global pandemic. Wasn't that the perfect time to get a crew in there to rescue those bodies and give them back, retrieve them for their family? I don't believe that our mayor right now cares about humanity at all. And that's why she's accumulated a net worth of $5 million, especially with the year and a half that 60% of business owners are now bankrupt and are permanently closed. Our mayor has gained a net worth of $5 million.
You see, that to me is something that just needs to be talked about and put out there, because if our city is never going to get better if we keep allowing corruption. Mm-hmm. And let's just give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe there's no corruption. Mm-hmm. Maybe she sold a patent that we don't know about. Mm-hmm. You know? I know. You can't see the eyes rolling in the studio. But but it at least has to be looked at. And with someone coming in like you that has a fresh ideas, that has had some good business acumen, finance background, it deserves the respect that will be a better opportunity to help improve our city. So what did you see as the problems in New Orleans that made you want to run? Do you have like a list, mental list of the problems that you saw?
I do, and I'll go over three real quick. So first and foremost, crime has never been as bad as it is today. We are down by 160 police officers, 160. And last week alone, there was 20 shootings. 20 people were shot. And I can tell you on a personal level, I've been affected in all ways. My sister was stabbed to death less than 2 months ago. It was in Jefferson Parish and not Orleans, but Jefferson is also dealing with those issues as well. Yeah. It took the cops 2 hours to arrive on scene. And, you know, I believe that had they gotten there within the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes, she would be alive today. Not only that, but there was a time just a couple months ago where there was so many villains that were proactively carjacking and killing people. I was a victim of that at 3:45 p.m., broad daylight, talking to my neighbors, and they came onto the property and tried to drive off with my vehicle in broad daylight. And then I've had 3 theft accounts in the French Quarter at my business. And, you know, each time, William, we would call the cops and they would never have a solution for us. And it's gotten to the point where I feel as if I can't thrive in this city, in this unrighteous lawlessness. You know, it makes no sense. I either will have to move out of New Orleans or do something about it.
Fix it.
Yes.
You had to stay and fix the problem. I'd actually heard estimates as high as 500 police officers short. Yes. You know, so maybe you got that number for more of the district, well, just one district that you're in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. That was 500 was what I emphasized, but it's an additional 150 on top of the 500. So now I think we're at 650.
That's crazy. That's just poor. And look, I remember that before this mayor took office, that they were short 500. So it's never been fixed.
So
what are the other issues that you see?
So something else is that we are not taking care of the people that is protecting the people. You know, I believe that we need to go back, and that's why your show is so great. We need to remind people of this great country. We need to stop being divided by attacking one another, and that's the media outlet that's in the messages that's being put out. You know, you always hear our mayor talk about the black community. Just because I'm Asian, when I'm mayor, I'm not going to continue to talk about the Asian community. I feel like that's it's separating us as a whole, as people. And when we constantly just give in to a particular demographic, I feel as if that is being some sort of racist between other demographics that are around.
Right.
So instead of having that mentality of not being back in the day of being mistreated and now they need to be compensated, you know? Why can't we move past all of that? And we need to emphasize all small businesses instead of, you know, during the global pandemic.
All people.
Yes, all people.
All races, yes, all yes. people, mm-hmm. all religions, and find ways. So you're saying you will find ways to unite everybody.
Yes.
Unite everybody on values that improve our city, improve our environment, improve our communities, that benefit everybody in such a way that nobody will feel a need for anything other than just a regular business environment that's helping everybody.
Right.
Or regular infrastructure, we'll say.
Yes, we can stop, you know, with the argument and separatism and think about how we can move this great city forward and make it the best city, nationally ranked as number one, and make sure that we work towards Louisiana, because New Orleans is the heart of Louisiana. And if the heart dies, then the body is going to slowly, right? Doesn't that just slowly?
Yeah. So, real quick, what are your other things that you see as problems? And without explanation, because we have a break here in about a minute or two. So what are the other problems that you see with New Orleans?
We're not keeping our police officers, and I'll tell you why. So it doesn't make sense to continue hiring if we can't keep. Last year, we lost 95 police officers. Hypothetically, it cost us about $60,000 to recruit one. Last year alone, you know, under our mayor's administration, we lost $10 million in just that aspect. We can't keep them, but they didn't quit. They didn't quit their livelihoods.
So what about roads, bridges?
Yes. So I think it's important for roads as well. So we don't have, there's always enforcement, but there's never accountability and follow up and follow through. So my ultimate goal is to come up with an app. How can we incorporate technology and transparency? Let's say we have $100 million for 2020. Now,
so I'm going to ask you to hold that thought because we have to take another commercial break. And we'll bring that back up here when we get back on the air and talk about the app. I love that idea. It's a great idea. And we'll talk about that when we get back on here on William Wallace for America on WGSO.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms. At Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com. Drabon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Drabon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Drabon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Long-awaited travel trailers for those who've been displaced by Hurricane Ida are beginning to roll into the state. Brooke Thorington has more from one of the biggest proponents of getting the program up and running.
Homer Representative Tanner McGee says he's overjoyed trailers are making their way to those who so desperately need them.
I guess what makes me really happy is I think we're creating a new model that hopefully FEMA will use, not just for this storm, but next time. And so maybe whoever gets affected next time won't have to wait as long as we did.
This time, the state is acting as a middleman in purchasing trailers and will be reimbursed by FEMA. So far, more than 5,000 have applied. You can visit IdaShelteringLA.com for more information. I'm Brooke Thorington.
Lafourche Parish Sheriff Craig Weber says the mom of an infant girl killed last month has been arrested for her death. 21-year-old Kajiana Butler is charged with principal to second-degree murder. Little Zabria Guidry's dad, Jake Guidry, has already been charged. Weber says Butler first said she knew nothing about the crime but was in fact covering for her man. This is news on LRN.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Get in on the action now. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. And the best part is you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings app now and use code LA Sports. This week, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Enter code LA Sports to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit. That's code LA Sports. Only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Drabon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Boss has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trey Ball Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff. Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop the spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-399-3031. That's 504-399-3031. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. All right, everybody, your reminders are the Great Southern Get a Knife Show is at the Alario Center on the West Bank this time around because the Pine Train Center was damaged. And don't forget about Vina Wynn's gathering tomorrow. I say gathering, but it's really more of a, what would you call it?
A rally, a party, because we're going to serve. We'll have music. We will have food, drinks, and everything's going to be complimentary. And a little bit of politics as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so come tomorrow, and they'll get a chance to see passionate people who are serious about changing our city. So before the break, we were talking about one of your ideas for infrastructure was an app idea, and I really like this idea. Mm-hmm. I've never heard anything like this. So let's talk about that.
So I think it's so important because, you know, when we see something, we know it's being worked on. And I just recently spent $2,500 because I had to get 3 new tires, and my brakes were bad because of during Hurricane Ida, I drove and I hit a few potholes. So if I'm spending that, and you already know that New Orleans, we are in drench, and it's a poverty state. We're ranked number 50th for all infrastructure, for economic development, for health, education. So if we're ranked one of the last states in the United States of America where we should be in top 5, because we do have all the resources that we need in order to push forward. The reason why we can't move forward is that we are in the dark with everything that's going on, especially the corrupted officials here in the city of New Orleans. You know, every year we get hundreds and millions of dollars for federal aid, and we never know what it's being used on. So one of the major things is potholes and paving smooth streets so that we can have a better a lifestyle. So if we have 8 districts in New Orleans, and I hope to launch this platform and other parishes can use it as well if it solves a problem, which I find that it will. The app, any resident can download the app, and you can pinpoint, and you can take a photo of the pothole that's giving you problems every day, and that will be added to our system. We have government funding. We'll always know about the project that's being worked on when there's completion, and we'll know how much it will cost for each project. So, you know, in a day, you can look at how many potholes were filled today, how much did it cost us, and how long did it take? So now we have something that we can sustain and look at.
This is a great idea.
And it's transparency. Wouldn't it be great for you to say, whoa, my street didn't get worked on, but 7 other potholes were filled. I feel hope. You know,
only that, but if you have all these federal dollars come in, mm-hmm. and the app says we got, you know, X number of millions of dollars in for infrastructure, mm-hmm. you know, from the federal government, because they do get some federal money, but mm-hmm. you know, this we allocated this much money from our taxes or our tax revenues to fix potholes. So this much money went in the budget. Now, you know, citizens are, you know, boy, this pothole got 30 dings or whatever, or it got 30 posts from citizens who said, hey, there's a pothole here. It kind of also makes a priority,
yes,
if you will, mm-hmm. because if the city says, wow, you know, 100 people have posted this pothole and they see a picture of it, but only one person posted a pothole that's, you know, someplace out nowhere.
Yes.
You know, it also helps the city prioritize it.
Exactly.
And then also, hey, we spent X number of dollars fixing potholes. Mm-hmm. Now there's accountability. Now there's transparency. This is a great idea.
Thank you. So I love solving problems.
Yeah.
It's one of the you know, my first company, again, I took $2,500 and we took it national and we have 5-star reviews. The reason why we did that was I found, you know, I just need to understand the system and I can recreate something that is, that's evolution, because I you know, we need to grow and we need to be the best of the best. We want to incorporate technology in our daily lives. Do you know that I was talking to the finance, one of the finance director of the city of New Orleans, and she said just a couple years ago, just 2 years ago, they switched everything over to cloud-based. They were still operating on paper. The city of New Orleans.
Wow.
So, you know, I just, we have to move forward in advancement, and we need to get, we need to attract Fortune 500 companies to the city of New Orleans. You know, we had mentioned what are some ways to improve the city is by attracting the best of the best. You know, we want, what is it, Elon Musk to have, you know, to have a business here. He'll spend billions of dollars here. He can provide hundreds of jobs, because our, we know that the city of New Orleans can't do that, nor can our government do that. So we need to invest in entrepreneurs and also give them tax breaks if they're going to be here for long periods of time and long contracts. You know, we can always negotiate. They can have a tax break if they can offer at least 200 jobs and make sure that they pay all of their employees well, you know, $65,000 right. to $75,000. So now we just create it. We help negotiate 200 jobs at $75,000 when that wasn't there before. Why can't we give them tax
do
break?
You, so I mean, I'm going to say this as a statement, but also as a question. Mm-hmm. It sounds to me like you have an overall view of what it takes to put the puzzle together to make yes. New Orleans attractive for businesses. Do you think that you will be able to take a city that has been operating under the, I don't even know that's the good old boy system, but it's mm-hmm. just the corrupt system, mm-hmm. the way of doing business where nothing gets done in business. I mean, you know, we've got departments, you know, potholes and streets and sewage department and our pumping stations that nothing ever really works right. Do you think that you will be able to bring all that together in a way that's going to attract businesses that will help New Orleans become at least in the top 5 cities again, but in such a way that it helps our state too? Do you see that?
I do. I believe that, you know, at one point I had a handful of businesses and we going to City Hall and these people in City Hall, and I can tell you, they have one job and they're there 5 days a week, and most of them are not motivated. They're not excited about their jobs, and they still question what they, you know, what is the best way.
Do you think that's part of the leadership problem?
Yes, it is. It is. No one holds anyone.
So you're not judging. You're basically just saying that is a sign of poor leadership in our city.
Correct. Anyone who has a little bit of a business acumen, or even anyone who is a citizen, can tell you they've never experienced a good experience in City Hall. I want to turn City Hall into, you know, we should get rankings, you know, for anyone that's helping business yeah. owners. You should rank these person. We should give them incentives
right.
because that makes them want to work better. So now that we have a City Hall that's not operating, not working, now they're being judged on how many yeah. stars they get because they're performing. They're
yeah.
it's based on performance. And if they're not getting
on this,
5 stars.
On this app idea.
Yes. Everything's, you know, I think it's important to hold people accountable. So transparency, what can we improve? Do we need to improve the time that it takes for someone to submit an occupational license and for it to get approved? What about a permit? We need to look into that. It should not take more than 3 days. But, you know, here it takes.
So I see the beauty in this, and correct me for jumping in, mm-hmm. or forgive me for jumping in, but like the people who are not motivated, who are unhappy of their jobs, mm-hmm. you know, they'll be like, oh man, I'm gonna get rated,
yes.
you know, but now they're a little motivated because maybe if they get a good rating, mm-hmm. they get a bonus, or they get a raise, or they might get something, you know, that helps them advance in their career. That would make them happier. Is that something you see as being a part of this app?
I do. I think it's important that you know, we have a lot of government officials, and you hear people retiring from the Sewage and Water Board after 30 years. So when they land a government job, it takes a year for anyone to actually get fired, is what I was told. So people are just complacent. They're, you know, in their job, and if they're not being motivated, because everyone needs a little bit of motivation, and they lack the leadership. It's not because of them, but the management that it's just not the managers that oversee that department isn't doing their job. So I don't want to point fingers and blame. I like for there to for us to evaluate, assess, and improve. So solve those problems by making sure that we correct them by setting high expectations and then going back to hold them accountable for it, and let's reward them for achieving it.
That's a great episode. You're thinking through leadership, rewards, mm-hmm. system, you know, just a whole evaluation system that motivates people,
yes.
instead of making them feel like they're, you know, going to the daily grind, if
yes.
you will,
mm-hmm.
in there. Well, we only have about a minute left. I know this is our last segment with you because you have another meeting at 6:00. But what else would you like to throw in for the listeners today?
I think it's so important, guys, that, you know, I'm running as a Republican mayor. The last Republican mayor we've had in New Orleans was over 151 years ago. You know, I said before, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. This election season, I hope that you do something different and you pick change. And that person is me. So please vote for Vina Nguyen, ballot number 28. And thank you so much for having me on your show.
How can people get a hold of you?
They can go to my website. It's Vina Nguyen for mayor, and that's the number 4.
Or they can come there and meet you tomorrow, right, at City Park.
That too, yes, at 5:00 at City Park.
And it's at the Peristyle?
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. going to be great. Free food, free drinks,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a party of music. Who's playing?
I believe it's a One Accord Ministry. They're doing a hip-hop, church hip-hop
yeah.
segment.
That's yes. interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to look forward to being there. All right, everybody. You heard it straight from Vina Nguyen. Mm-hmm. And love having to hear some information from her to catch us all up. Please visit. I'll repost this podcast, not just on the WGSO site, but I'll also post this podcast on my podcast page, Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your favorite podcast, for William Wallace for America. Tune in next week, and thank you so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day. And look, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I will be there from 5 to 7.
EW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms. At Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you. At Hyundai of Metairie, there's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden. And not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service. So don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan, or call them at 504-738-5007.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
All right, everybody, welcome back to William Wallace for America and WGSO. So I hope you enjoyed that interview with Vina Nguyen. Remember, her rally is tomorrow, 5 to 7, at the Peristyle in City Park. And that the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, and I'm repeating this over and over again, but that's because the commercials say the Pontchartrain Center, but they're at the Ilario Center for this next show only. Flaming Conservative wants to have a word, so we'll bring him on. Flaming Conservative, how are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Cowboy Bill.
All right.
And my future fellow WGSO colleague. As you probably heard, I'm getting a show.
Okay, did not hear that.
It's up and coming. Called Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya.
All right. Well, what's that?
It's probably going to be a nighttime show.
All right. Well, then we'll look forward to that then. Do you have any comments about Vina?
Yes, I do. I'm cross between her and Leilani Haino, but look at Vina's more involved. Like, I don't hear much from Leilani Haino. What her platform is, but Vina the cleaner is out there.
Well, I tell you what, she's sharp. She's sharp. She's friendly. She's got some real good experience under her belt with how to run a budget and how to run a business, but more importantly, how to manage money and do it in a legal, ethical way. And I find that to be pretty darn amazing that we've got someone of that caliber willing to jump into running the city of New Orleans that has been mismanaged for so long. So, all right then, Conservative, I'll talk to you soon. I'll look forward to meeting you when you come up here next time, all right?
All right, you going to the party tomorrow night?
I will be there tomorrow from 5 to 7.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right. For everybody else, this is where I was going to go in this segment. You know, running a business, it's great. A lot of people can use that as experience. But running government is, I think, a much more difficult thing to do. Not that having business experience doesn't give you what you need to run government. I think it does. But what I'm going with this is, that our federal government, our state government, and our local government has not been getting run the right way for years. Our country's in trouble. Our state's in trouble. Our city's in trouble. Sure, I like to go around screaming how much our country's in trouble all day long, because it is. But we have the best opportunity for change on a small local level, and that's what this election is all about. We can scream about our federal elected officials all we want. Not going to have much of a difference. They're not listening. They don't care. Our local officials, they listen. Because I can tell you that when I'm out in the political circles, I get feedback on a regular basis that what they heard on my show or heard on somebody else's show. This is where we can make the most difference. So at the polls, go make a difference. Get out there. Let your voice be heard. And that's all rhetorical and it all sounds great and all. But the problem is, not enough people are going to the polls and speaking their minds. And if you really want to see LaToya Cantrell voted out, you got to get to the polls. You can't just throw your hands in the air and say, she's going to, you know, LaToya's going to win anyway. Call your elected officials. Let them know you're listening. On a national level, that's part of the problem, is that they're getting away with it. And I don't mean something, I'm saying that, be professional. I'm not saying at all one bit we need to go to storm DC with pitchforks. That's not at all what I'm saying. What I am saying is, in today's time, you can let your voice be heard in a much more powerful way with emails flooding their office, phone calls flooding their office, showing up at events, letting your voice be heard. But don't be one of the crazy people. And I'm sorry to say it that way, because while I love how passionate many of the crazy people are, and you know what I'm saying, they'll say all kinds of stuff. You'll hear all kinds of stuff. I get it. I don't hold them, you know, I don't judge. But I'm going to tell you, the people who they're speaking to are, and when you use your passion in a way that's not professional, that's not well put, and not planned out, your voice is getting lost no matter how loud it is, no matter how hard you're waving the flag. They're not listening. They discount it. We have to be unified in our voices. We have to be professional in our actions, and we have to be well planned. And that is the only way that they're going to listen. Stop screaming. Start being professional. I'm being repetitive for a reason. In this mayor's election, the only chance that this city has right now to end the corruption is to get out and vote for something different. I'm going to say this. On a federal level, I'm ready to vote out everybody, even the people I voted for, even the people that are the same party as mine, even the people that I would consider, I don't say friends. I mean, I don't know some of these guys well enough, but we see each other at events, we talk, we shake hands, they know who I am, we talk a lot. I'm ready to vote them all out. Because follow the money, follow the campaigns, follow the people. Because I can tell you right now, everybody in City Hall right now hung out together before, they all work together. That's how they get, that's how we never get change. Some council person is ready to move up to the at-large person position. So they say, oh, look, my friend over here, who's going to be the next candidate that I want to see as council person. And then, hey, look, if you follow in our footsteps, we'll get all of our friends that we've made while we've been in office to get all of their groups to come out and show up at the polls and vote for you. That's hard to beat. It's a long shot. It's disheartening. It's upsetting to know that for the people that say, oh, I'm not going to go out and vote because it doesn't make a difference, they're going to win anyway. I get that. I get it. I can understand it because of what I just said. But I'm also going to tell you that they know how many people are for them or against them, because they look at the results and they say, oh, 51% of us, we won by 1%. That means they realize that 49% of the people are still against them. So they're still willing to listen a little bit. The less people who vote, let's say it gets down to 30%, 20% voting against them. They then know that they can get away with a lot more. And that's why it's more important that even if you think you're not going to win or you're not going to have change, That's why it's even more important for you to go in there and vote no matter what. Because the only way that we're going to keep our city, our state, and our country is to use our vote and vote your conscience and vote for change regardless. Sometimes, all the time, really, change is better. Vote for it. Listen to me next week, please.
He's a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally.